Mary Wollstonecraft, 1759 through 1797. Newsflash, women are humans too. Similarly ahead of her time was Mary Wollstonecraft, a women's rights supporter. Wollstonecraft's views in her book, A Vindication of the Rights of Women, 1792, argued that Locke's natural rights should extend not just to males. Women, as the other half of society, were considered second-class citizens even in the Enlightenment. Wollstonecraft's arguments for female education in all areas, including law and medicine, were very bold for her time period. In the Western world, this type of female education would not be widespread until the late 20th century. In some areas of the world, young women are still prohibited from pursuing education in these professional fields. While Wollstonecraft was one of the few to argue for women's education, women were still occupying more of a central role in culture. Though in the Renaissance there had been many influential female patrons, during the Enlightenment women organized salons featuring scientists and philosophers from all disciplines, in effect something like a Renaissance room. Salons, by the way, are spelled S-A-L-O-N-S. The hostesses of these salons would often engage in and lead discussions of key Enlightenment ideas, making connections between the scientists and the social scientists that we have already talked about.